Claudia Jardine is a poet from Ōtautahi. She released her collection of poems, Biter, last year, which has been met with positive reception around the country. I caught up with Claudia about all things poetry, as well as what she's up to at the moment, including curating the event, Should I Have Read That, at Auckland Writers Festival's annual fringe event, Streetside. You released your collection of poems, Biter, was it last year now?
Yeah, last April.
How has it been since the release?
Oh my God, it's been really busy, which is good.
Totally.
I always suspected that releasing my first full book of poems would push my career like a little harder, you know? And it was kind of like leveling up, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because having a book that you can then distribute in bookshops and other places where people sell books, I think it does make a difference to like your reach and how many more people can read you.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the publicity around the book, I just found like a lot more people following me on Instagram, a lot more people asking where they could get the book, which, you know, like makes me happy, because I feel like on like a really down to earth level, I'm just like making more people laugh.
Yeah.
Or, you know, enjoy poetry who maybe hadn't found the sort of poets they like yet.
Totally.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. Like I think reading is awesome, and I want more people to be readers. I want more people to like poetry.
Totally agree with that. And I think your poems reminded me a little of Hera Lindsay Bird, perhaps, in the way that they sort of make one laugh. I did find them very funny, especially the block of cheese poem. I loved that one. Do you have like any like favorite poets or poets that really inspire you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like my favorite poets are Anne Carson.
Yeah,
and from a like a sort of research and the way that she is so unafraid to just write what she wants to write, and I just get the sense when I read Anne Carson's writing that she's not trying to please anybody else other than herself. And her brain just seems so interesting from what I get from her writing, the way that she jumps around and the connections that she makes between like the ancient authors, ancient classics, and like modern society, and just weird little social things that happen to her. I don't know. I'm probably not doing a very good job of explaining that, but I think her brain is really interesting.
Yeah.
And there are people who make me laugh, like Hera Lindsay Bird. She makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I was just Tussie out of Avia.
Yeah.
And Wendy Cope.
Mm-hmm.
I love Wendy Cope. She makes me laugh. She also makes me kind of go like, oh.
I know.
like in that kind of really like understated, sincere way.
Yeah.
And it's a real challenge, I think, to write earnestly and not feel like there's an element of cringe involved.
Mm.
But I feel like with Wendy Cope, she sort of she does a really great job of giving, like, you know, telling just enough and being direct in a really endearing way. Yeah.
She masters the cringe levels with the sincerity.
Yeah, totally.
How did these poems come about? Were you like writing them with a book in mind, or was it part of something else?
I had decided, you know, earlier in 2021 that it was about time I was working on a full manuscript of poems and a full book. My like sort of first foray into publishing with AUP New Poets 7 had come out the year before, and I really enjoyed the process of editing and publishing with AUP, and I thought, yeah, like I want to do my own whole book now, you know, like I think I'm ready for that. And I had a residency in Christchurch at the Arts Centre, which was just really helpful, gave me time, gave me space. I had 3 months there where I was thinking about it, like it was forefront of my brain that I'm here working on a book, you know, like that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm not worrying about other jobs or other commitments. They helped me kind of bring it together. I was working on various kind of translation projects, and I mean, I think the book does have a kind of maybe naive or fresh feel to it, in the sense that it's not sort of all in one vein, you know, like I am still like experimenting with form and voice a lot. I think it's like a good step for me. Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't feel like it's, of course people say it's about their first book, but I'm like, I think I could do something better now with more experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also agonizing over what I write now way more, so it's probably just going to take a bit of time.
I totally relate to that, and I feel also that once you've put something out, you're already thinking about the next lot, and you're like, these don't really represent me, right now. But
yeah, totally. Yeah.
I guess that's just kind of the process.
Yeah.
Speaking of process, what is your process like? Do you find yourself sort of just, thinking of things, or do you like to sort of sit down and sort of make a session of it?
I often find myself just thinking of things. I'll be cycling somewhere. I'll be looking at art in an art gallery, or someone will say something, or I'll read an interesting fact. And then I often jot it down, and if I've got the time, then I just kind of free write on the idea and sort of see what sticks and see where it feels like the passion on the topic lies for me, what it is I'm actually interested in, why I would bother repeating it to somebody else, what am I trying to communicate?
Yeah.
So I'm not very disciplined, I probably ought to spend more time trying to sit down and write various things, but I'm just very busy. I guess I put faith in the fact that if something means a lot to me, I will find the time to do so. Yeah, it's been trickier with more work these days, trying to find the time to just sit down and relax and dig deeper into some of the sort of surface level observations that I have made and written down. But I guess I kind of treat it like research, you're always kind of gathering all the bits together, and then at later points you can kind of sit down and make all the connections. So I think it's always worth prioritizing, but you might have time to actually make it craft it into a poem later.
Are you working on anything new at the moment?
I'm in a band at the moment.
Oh, awesome.
I've joined up with some mates here in Otatahi, and they're all musicians and have been in bands, and we're just kind of keen on a new project. So we rehearse quite regularly, and I'm doing a lot of songwriting for that project. So every time I try and my negative voice wants to beat me up for not doing enough creating lately, I'm like, well, I am in a band, and I am always trying to write lyrics, riffs and stuff. So ease up. Other stuff I'm doing. I mean, I've got some cool events on the go that are coming up, and I've been doing more workshops lately, trying to sort of, I guess, I feel like workshops are a great way to meet other writers and also have really good conversations with other writers. If you're not in a position where you can afford or have the time to go and do a multi-month writing course, if actually the odd night or a weekend is the time that you have to explore those sorts of hobbies and talents, and I really enjoyed that when I was a student, those sort of writing courses and spending several weeks with people and kind of getting to know them and what they liked reading. And it's how I found some of my favourite poets, other people's suggestions and recommendations. I feel like I sort of missed that and wanted to sort of find a way to recreate it. So I was maybe I just need to run some writing workshops.
Totally. Yeah. Do you do that regularly?
I've been doing about one a week the past few months with various kind of organisations supporting me. I've done a spoken word workshop with Speaking for the Planet here in Christchurch for young people, and then I've also done a few workshops with the Selwyn Library, which is the sort of district south of Christchurch. They took me up to Arthur's Pass, this tiny village in the middle of the Alps, and I did a workshop there with four people, and it was really cool.
That's sick.
It was a really good time. It was good yarn.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that libraries can do, right? They can link you up with those communities that maybe you wouldn't come into town just to do a writing workshop. They've got their own lives out there in the mountains, and so I've been doing that, and it's been cool. And I've got an event coming up in Auckland. It's in the Britain Art Streetside program at Auckland Writers Festival. Friday, 17th of May, and it's 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Rocket Man in Britain Art. And I'm the MC, and I'm curating the event. And basically, the event is called Should I Have Read That? We've got eight authors talking to the prompt of Should I Have Read That? which is like the thing that you read when you were a kid, when you kind of realized that you didn't, like, you were reading beyond your age, like, you didn't really understand the content, but you kind of pretended that you did and went with it. So it's kind of about that moment when you're sort of like, oh, what's this? What am I reading?
Yeah.
So yeah, it should be lots of fun. And we've got you know, some like great names in the lineup, like Rachel King's in there, Cherie De Silva. So I'm excited about that. It's kind of the next event that I'm thinking about.
That was poet Claudia Jardine speaking to me about her poetry book, Biter, and her upcoming event, Should I Have Read That, at Streetside. We'll be back after a short break. Keep it on the beat.